me a good call Saturday.
Good call. Now, how about Grand Slam knock the ball right out of the park call on Saturday?
Yes.
That was tremendous.
Everyone did good.
Yeah, now you know, Ginny, what it's like to play host when you open it up and you're thinking people are going to jump in and start sharing, and you're going, ooh, I'm going to go get a pair of needle-nose pliers and start pulling my own teeth without Novocaine, because that would be easier and less painful than this is right now.
Something about silence.
I'm telling you, it was brutal. And I heard from several of you via text or on the phone that I've connected with that last Monday went well as well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So everybody got a chance to share lessons 10 and 11, depending on which one you actually got up with and. It's a fun process, you know, doing this together because we learn. It's much like, you know, a building. There's so many fun stories that I could share with you, but one of the ones that I just shared with our postmaster, and he said, hey, I heard you made a trip down to Mexico. And I'm thinking, who did he hear this from? Because I never told him I was going to Mexico. But I said, yeah, one of the guys who didn't speak much English but was working with us most of the week, he's a Bible school student down there, he pointed out my brother who was down on the ground, you know, giving directives, and I was yelling back down to him, you know, because we could barely hear each other, and said, no, I need to cut this way, you know. And he stopped me and said, he pointed at Spence, he said, is he the boss man? And I said, the boss man? No, he's my brother. And he goes, oh, so you the boss man? I said, no, there's no boss man. We're a team. And he went, oh, no boss man. Huh, but brothers? Really? It was very comical. I wish I would have gotten a picture with Manuel, but I'm sure we'll cross paths again very, very soon. So as we wrap up the ICANN attitude, and as if you were on the call on Saturday with that Jeannie hosted on my behalf, and then, or if you heard the one two Saturdays ago with Rachel and Sherry Danzig and then Frank, I caught the beginning of it today, but I caught the tail end of it on Saturday because I actually got into an area where I could get reception, and that was not the case this last Saturday, but two Saturdays ago I caught it. And if you missed that call, you really need to go back and listen to the recording because Frank, who is, and again, this is all on the website already, thanks to Steve, Frank has been Sherry Danzig's personal mentor, coach, for, 15 years or something like that? Quite a while. And really, really good stuff. I wish I would have had something to take notes on, but I was in the back of the van, and again, I was waiting for reception to come in. You know, we were going, I don't even remember where we were at, but there was nothing, no signal at all. But I caught the last 15 minutes of it. So let's wrap up this lesson, or this 12 weeks, and then I want to jump into some of the crucial time-sensitive things that I'm hoping Jeff, in less than an hour, will be announcing. I feel like we're in this William Shakespeare mode of to be or not to be, that retail to wholesale, you know, back and forth, because in the last week and a half, so much intel came down. And now people are going, well, what do I do? I thought we were supposed to be customer-centric. I thought we were supposed to do this. And now we're encouraging people to do this. And what? I don't understand. So we'll get into that, and then Jeff's going to clarify that. I'm hoping. I'm crossing my fingers that he's going to clarify. And if he doesn't, oh, well. We'll just keep moving forward. So April 2nd, cherry blossoms are abundantly blooming, and yet snow is still falling in some parts of the country. We had both this morning. It was so much fun. So confusing.
Wow.
Yeah. So I know Sandy's not with us, but Rita is, and I think I heard Judy's voice, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Jeannie is here. Do we have Mom or Vera? Joanne or Linda?
You've got Mom.
Linda's here.
Okay, Linda and Mom is there. Which, by the
Welcome
way,
Mom, back.
Yes, thank you, Linda. By the way, Mom, that was a really, really cool addition that you added to all the people that shared on Saturday morning, because I think that reaffirmed that none of us are perfect, you know, this side of heaven. So we hit or miss. But that's the greatest thing about the I Can attitude, is that, you know, you just keep going. Carol or Carolyn? Catherine. I'll get the names right. Sandra? Al? Steve? Maybe I should just ask who else is on the line besides Linda, Mom, Jeannie, Rita, and Judy.
Hattie Jane.
Oh, good evening, Hattie Jane.
Hello, this is Tyra.
Yay, good evening, Tyra.
Hi there, Vance. Welcome back.
Thank you. Okay, let me share. If I had to give you a highlight, and I would like you all to follow suit, in the application of something that really, really, really jumped out, and I know it's hard to narrow it down to just one, but if you could look back over the last 12 weeks and narrow down a one principle or one thought that the application in your life was so huge. For me, it was more so the comments that William, Michael, and Marty made before the lessons got started. This would be on the audio version. And then how those were reaffirmed in the principles. And we had two little mishaps driving down to Mexico. First one was before we even actually got out of the state of Oregon. And I was sharing this with Barb Satterwhite this morning. And she said, wow, I'll bet your ICANN attitude really kicked in. Oh, yeah, it really kicked in. 5:15 in the morning, you're looking in the rearview mirror, which as a good firefighter, I'm trained to drive constantly, every minute or less, be looking in the rearview mirror. See, always see what's around you. And look in the rearview mirror on the driver's side, and all I see is sparks where there should be a trailer tire. There's no tire. It's just sparks. I thought, oh, this is not good. So I pulled over, and the long story very short, not only did all of the lug nuts disappear and the tire went into oblivion, but the axle cracked in half on our trailer.
Oh, my.
So we went into rapid fire mode as the snow was falling and emptied as many things from the trailer into the van, which was already filled with 11 people, put bags, what do you call them, gear bags that you take with you, cargo bags, assemble or fully, not inflated, but open those up and put as much stuff in there, and then left. 38 donated windows on the trailer on the side of the interstate. There's nothing we can do. What are you going to do, sit there and babysit it? I mean, there's just absolutely nothing we could do. And made a few phone calls, and I'll tell you, but we don't do negative. And we're all in this together for good, right? And within 2 hours, a friend of ours that works for AAA was in motion, driving to Southern Oregon to pick up the trailer and all the windows on the back of his flatbed tow truck. And because two of us in the vehicle had AAA, he just said, give me them, text me the numbers, and I'll piggyback him and together, and this will all be covered. And if that wasn't enough to see how an ICANN attitude can kick in, we were an hour into Mexico, and we'd already gotten fuel, And my brother says, you know, let's stop at that vista right up there and take pictures. We never stop, and let's stop there. Well, upon leaving that, after everybody taking pictures of it and everything, overlooking the cliffs down into the Pacific Ocean, the van wouldn't start. Well, the van wouldn't start is because where we got fuel was actually gas when it should have been diesel. And you can't put gas into a diesel motor. Well, you can, but you'll blow it up. But because it wouldn't start, we saved not only a complete engine replacement, but probably several $1,000s worth of repair work. And instead, we ended up getting towed into Ensenada, met up with a pastor who's also a mechanic. We siphoned all the fuel out, and then another mechanic friend came, and the next day we left the van there, and another van came and picked us up with a trailer. We transferred all of our stuff. We got really proficient at moving stuff. Really fast.
Yeah. Yes.
And I'll tell you that both those two setbacks only set us back a total of 3 hours. And
wow.
Most of you got to see the photographs of beginning and ending in 4.5 days. What a team of, there was 14 of us, and then maybe a half a dozen at best of the locals that worked alongside of us. And that's the power of teamwork. And I see what's going on and what we experienced in 12 weeks and the growth that took place. Some of us wanted to grow faster, some of us, you know, we're going, whoa, I can't keep up with this. Regardless of where you were at, to me, that's what I really saw. And I know that was taking more time than I wanted to, but it was so relevant to see that it's the teamwork. And just saying, you know, we don't do negative. We can't sit here and cry over spilled milk on the side of the interstate, 50 feet from milepost 87, we can't. We got to regroup and figure out what's plan B. I mean, we sat there and thought, okay, well, we could, you know, we threw out a few ideas, but no, let's just move as much stuff as we can, and, you know, what we can't get stays here.
Mm-hmm.
And that, to see young people, youngest member of our team, Natalie, she's in eighth grade, so that would make her, what, 13 years old?
Uh-huh.
And oldest member that was riding in the van would either be my brother or Rex, so 51. So, looking back over the last 12 years.
Wait.
No, I was just checking, seeing if you guys were listening. Yeah. I told somebody today that, you know, we've lived in our house as of yesterday, 21 days, so now we're legal. And my daughter looks at me and says, Daddy, I think it's 21 years. Hey, I just want to see if you're listening.
Just a second.
So, Jeannie, not to put you on the spot because you've taken the limelight quite a bit in covering for me, and again, thank you. Looking back, because I heard what you shared Saturday morning, and anything really other than that, because I think you put it best in that, you know, when you make that mantra, you make that commitment not to do negative and not hanging around negative people, if you're the negative one, that's, ooh, we got to fix something.
Yeah.
And I love the way you presented that. Was that the biggest thing during this 7 weeks? This 12 weeks?
Well, I think the fact that I dealt with it this time, I think I'd known that before, and I've mentioned it before about the chatter, but I've dealt with it this time and seen results. Just how quickly I can get right back up and say no and go. And that, as well as I saw how I assume a lot of things, and I think that might come from my sales background, when I just assume the sale and assume, you know, they're going to want this. I've learned to listen, ask questions, listen. And with the waterfall special this past month, it was really, really cool to hear what people had to say. And I'm trying to think of one specific example. I had one, but I kind of lost it now, I think. But And that really has helped me to just ask and see what they need.
Okay.
And because I assume everybody needs what we have, but they need to know it, and they have to be wanting it.
Yeah. Hang on just a sec, Jeannie, because I want to clarify one more thing. But one of the things that we got to do while working in Mexico, the neighbors, until we got the back wall, until we got the west wall up, then we actually had some protection. But they had a really friendly pit bull that could scale a 10-foot wall and was constantly trying to nip at our ankles as we were working. And it sounds like the pit bull's cousin or brother is on the phone right now. So if that's you, can you hit *6? Because it's hard to hear, you know. And if you're walking, I understand. I understand multitasking to the nth degree. How many times did I do it this session, either working or multitasking doing something else? I understand. Trust me. So, Jeannie, you had said at the very beginning one of your goals was decision backed by discipline.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that come to pass?
Absolutely. Yes. Yes. And part of that has to do with the fact that I feel more confident because I'm doing things. I'm making decisions and doing things and seeing the result. And I know that that just makes you want to do more and be even more on top of the discipline. So, yes, it has. Thank you for the reminder of that, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm just going to go up and down on my list here. Mom, you said in a goal, and you shared this on Saturday, so I know it was very, very, very poignant, not hear negative, to be able to tune that out.
Yeah, it's not hard when things are going on around me. And I know it's rude because they don't know what I'm doing. I just put the headset on and listen to whatever lesson we were on. And it took care of it, you know, right in the middle of the room. Oh, I've got a class I'm supposed to be on. If they look at me strange, well, it's the truth. I've got a class I'm supposed to be on.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. And the difference that it makes for me, it makes me, I don't want to say angry, but I don't need to be a part of it is really all I need. Is that what you're talking about?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Because it really does make a difference. I mean, the news just drives me crazy. I have no desire to hear what's happening all day long. You can get enough of it without trying to get it. And run through it for, you know, three times in the day. I was never trying to run through it, but now I don't even have to hear it.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing.
And
voice.
For people who kind of get an idea, mom's in a different scenario where they have a tenant that lives with them that's basically her life. And the only TV in the house is in the living room, and so that's kind of where she comes and partakes of her daily triple daily dose of negativity. And that's really what it is.
And then to hang on top of the news, then it's all what's happening in politics at the same time. The bad back and forth. You'd think that, you know, nobody was president. It's just about to happen, and so we have to know every minute of what every person said that we don't like.
Yeah, I remember after 9/11, several of our consultants could not get out of the rut. They couldn't get out of this fog. And I remember after a few weeks, I shared, and I can remember these conversations by name, and I said, you've got to turn off the TV. You have got to, because you're dying a slow death here.
Mm.
And you just have to. There is tons and tons of good out in the world. Unfortunately, it doesn't sell marketing time. It doesn't. And, you know, bad things happen. They just do. But we get to focus on the positive. Rita.
Yes.
Looking back over 12 weeks, you shared on Saturday, and I love the fact that you read it out loud. I love that's the way you put things on paper and you shared verbatim, you know, what you'd gleaned from this. You had a goal at the beginning, and from 12 weeks ago to today, you actually changed distributorships, which is a huge transition, and took ownership of a position that, and I'll take more of the blame on that one because Vance should have, you know, helped you facilitate that 2 years ago. But you had a goal, 10 or more on autoship. How many do you have on autoship now?
I honestly don't know, but I doubt it's on a monthly autoship.
Or period, for that matter.
I don't know. And the thing is being charged. I can't look it up.
Oh. No, it's okay. I just was curious. Do you feel like you got closer to reaching that goal?
Yeah, but I did, in all honesty, I switched around a little bit and did retail, more retail than auto ship.
Mm-hmm.
When there was an option, I put some people on auto ship that, or took them off of auto ship and put them on retail because they won't order on a regular basis. Once a year is not an auto ship.
Yeah, no, I get you. And it's actually to our advantage. I know we've talked about this in the last 12 weeks. It's actually to our advantage to not talk somebody into auto ship. It puts more work on us to follow up with them, especially if it's a consumable product that they're going to need. Why is that to our advantage? Well, we make more money. We get to treat it more like a business. Okay? Rita, looking back over 12 weeks, is there something that stands out to you? And I think you shared these on Saturday morning. But the one thing besides that goal that jumps out at you that definitely took place?
Saturday morning I was driving too, so I had that written down so I could stop at a stop sign or, you know, stop safely before I got onto the major highways. So, yeah, basically the same is the don't do negative. Don't do negative thoughts at all. And this week, Comcast went completely down again for 2 days, and I called them on the cell phone, and they kept telling me, well, you know, there probably is some construction going on in this area, and I didn't get as mad as I thought I would. I just kept doing the ice attitude. And it, even when the person told me they would call me back and give me an update, and I said, well, you're looking at my records, and it's triple play. The phone's not going to work. I'm on the cell phone calling you now. And they said, well, we'll call you on such and such a number. And I said, well, that number will not function because it's all lines, the phone, internet, and explained it to them. And I'm not sure whether they got it or not, but 2 days later, everything popped back on. And it turns out someone had been digging in the area and hit some underground lines, and everybody in the whole area was down. But I was a lot more patient and calmer with them than I would have been prior to the course.
You need to learn, what could we call that? Let's see, Hampico? No, Hankable? I'm trying to figure out putting words together. And what Spence taught our team upon entering Mexico was you need to learn how to be flexico. Flexible, foot in Mexico. And sure enough, that really came into play because upon arriving, we were told the water's off. There's no water. And we don't know when it's going to come back on. And then the next day, I walked over to one of the couple's homes because they said, oh, come over anytime and you can use the internet. We'll give you the password. They gave me the password right then and there. And so away I went over that night, and I sat down with them, and he said, oh, the internet's down. I went, oh. And they said, what usually that means is somebody has stolen the section of internet line, the actual cable, someplace between where it started and to get to here. So they have to go through and look and find all the line and see if there's a section missing, and then that's where the problem is.
Wow.
Welcome
wow.
to being flexico, you know, or flexible. It's just like, is this, you just roll with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it, life goes on.
Mm-hmm.
And that, and Marty, or excuse me, Mike did a good job explaining that during one, again, before the call. One of the comments he made was he didn't lose it with a tech support person who said, you know, like, I got to move on to my next person. And he said, you seriously, you're just going to leave me without internet? He's like, well, yeah, sorry. But when we learn to rely so much on something, and Rita, you're bringing up a really valid point, you just go, well, okay, wait a second. It's not the end of the world. Yes, it's a luxury. I'll bet there's a lot of people around the world that don't live with this attribute. And I would encourage you, when the Nikan site is on down, this goes for all of us. Like this morning, I was on the phone with somebody who said, oh, yeah, the site's down. I went, okay, no big deal. Move on to something else. Don't get frustrated. It just really saps the life right out of you. Going up, going back down. Judy, you had a goal. Well, actually, before I share you what I have written down in front of me, what would be the biggest attribute that you've gleaned from the last 12 weeks? Judy, did we lose you? I always want someone to say yes, because then they'd be lying, because we didn't lose them, because they were, well, anyway. So we lost Judy, I think. Okay, Linda. More. Lakewood. Linda, do we have Linda?
I had to mute myself. Sorry
there
about that.
There we go.
Man.
Okay. So,
what is,
looking
okay.
back over looking back over 12 weeks, what was the thing that jumped out at you the most that you can actually say to somebody, "Oh yeah, this was just a game changer for me."
I wouldn't call it a game changer. It was more of just a reaffirmation, and it's something very simple, like most things are that we need. And it's just that be attentive to people's conversations and to listen, because in most conversations, they are going to share a problem that we can give them a solution to through Nikan.
Okay.
I've learned how to do that a bit better in the last 2 years, and it's very organic. You're just talking. I mean, like, we had brunch, a lovely brunch for Easter yesterday, and oh my gosh, I was sharing stuff here and there, but it's just a opportunity to know how to seize it and not do too much, not do, you know, do just enough that, oh wow, that's fascinating, we can't talk about it now, but my information's on here, and let's get together the next 24 hours, let me have your how do you accept texts, I say yes or no, whatever communication source best for them, and just continue to do that. Just be consistent and continue to do that.
Okay.
Listen to people and let them do most of the talking.
Very good. I got told by a friend, a mom, that I did an overnight field trip to the zoo, and I went out of my way as we were literally packing up and getting ready to go to Mexico, and left her some duct tape and some of the replacement discs. I left them at the fire station. She's a fellow firefighter, and she wrote me back, and she said via text, thank you so much, you're a lifesaver. She's been dealing with a sore shoulder forever, and I said, I'm just bummed I didn't have any of the duct, but I wouldn't think about bringing duct, you know, in my overnight bag on a field trip. I mean, I didn't even take a change of clothes. Okay? Because there's no place to shower. They don't have facilities like that at the zoo. It's really not designed for that, and you're really on site less than 24 hours, so you don't have time to shower. I mean, everybody's going to smell. I mean, some of the kids more than others. I mean, depending on several factors. But fortunately, it was cool enough that nobody got too warm. But my main point is this, that those little things, like you're saying, Linda, those little conversations, when we're listening and people tell us what's going on, we can respond. Well, hey, we've got a solution for that. You should try out this. You should check this out. You know, and it was interesting because this gal, she was more concerned about the cost. I said, let's not worry about the cost, okay? Let's worry about getting you well. And you've been dealing with that shoulder issue for how long now? She said, oh, that's going on weeks. And I'm really frustrated because I can't go to the gym and work out. It really irritates me because I got to get this weight off. You know, so there is a whole other thing. And she already bought one canister of Vital Balance over a year ago. But, man, the list of excuses.
Whoa.
Yeah. So, try to address the excusitis. Linda, you put down for, or you had for a goal to develop more customers.
Yes.
Did you achieve
yes.
that?
I'm actually in the throes of it right now. I've had a heart for helping families and people in general with special needs. And this is the month for special needs awareness, yes. autism. So I'm working on a little campaign right now. I usually send something out every April, so I'm literally putting them out this week.
Okay.
And doing little follow-ups and whatnot. So I'm hoping I'll have something. It's fairly
okay.
new. Then
about. Welcome to Saturday.
Okay, so let's see, I wanted to bring up two more. I've got Tyra and Hattie Jane, and I don't know if anybody else has joined since then.
Catherine,
good evening, Catherine. Okay.
Hi, dear.
We're going to come back to you in a sec.
Thanks,
but
dear.
Tyra, looking back over the last 12 weeks, you had goals written down, or what I wrote down for you, tangible results, quality enrolled, and three consultants. Did we lose Tyra? Okay. She might have muted herself. Let's go down to Hattie Jane. And Hattie Jane, I apologize because I did not get a goal written down. I think you missed that first or second call that I was getting people to share their goals.
Well, that's fine because mine's constantly fluctuating. And I wind up using what I can more in everyday life and ongoing life than I do in my business.
Okay.
Because I'm doing more everyday life than I am in my business.
Okay.
So I guess basically my main goal and will still be getting around to doing business.
Mm. What would you Is there one obstacle that prevents that from happening?
Myself.
Okay.
I have been able to persistently join the calls and participate in calls. So I feel that's growing my ability to open my mouth and come out with something interesting. And not give up.
Mm. Okay.
I love the stuff, and I think it is going. It is so powerful that it's going to go far beyond individual. But its introduction, it introduced myself to me, and that's what I want people to have the opportunity to experience.
Okay. Okay. Good. Excellent. Catherine. Quality enrolled and personal development were two things that you shared as goals that you wanted to glean from the 12 weeks.
Yeah.
So I met quality enrolled the first month. I came close the second month, but didn't quite make it. And this month I did not make it.
Okay.
The other part of all of that is that I did present Lucan and the waterfall to a lot of people with samples of the water and follow through with emails and links and phone calls. And so I was disappointed that it didn't result in sales, and yet I look at it as laying the groundwork for people to work with in the future, for me to be able to get future business with them. I see that the new... Somebody else, I guess, just came on with their speakerphone. I don't know. Anyway.
It's
there an echo?
Yeah, no, we tend to multitask, and I don't know how to say it, but hey, if you're multitasking and it's creating any amount of noise, especially if you're listening to a recording, all you got to do is hit star 6. That way, Catherine's not going to be forced to try and talk over you, which is really hard. It really is. It's like dealing with teenagers or watching TV drama. That they think all families talk over each other. No, the real world, they don't. Well, at least not in our family, because I just stopped talking. I'm not going to try and talk over somebody. It doesn't work. So continue on, Catherine. Thank you.
Yeah. And I just saw that Nukin is marketing a waterfall, what do they call it? Like a...
The pack?
Kit. They call it a waterfall kit.
Kit.
So that was interesting to see. And they're also, I think they're doing things which are very nice for us as consultants in terms of, I just saw that email that they sent probably everybody on this call this morning at 8:30. So I was glad to catch up with their newest, thing in the water department. Because I really think that water is one of Nukin's strongest products.
Right.
And I have really loved the community on these ICANN calls and the level of both the positive, in other words, the echoing of we don't do negatives, and so how do you find ways to communicate with people to help them improve? So sometimes, you may be drawing attention to something they're not doing right, and yet it's done in a kind way so that they can improve. And I know that certainly has applied to me, and I have appreciated it. So, yeah. That's me in a nutshell.
Okay, great. Hello, Beth. Good evening, Larry. Something as simple as showing somebody who doesn't speak your language or showing a teenager how to actually properly use a hammer, something that I was taught decades ago. It's a hammer, not a pusher. That's what I said to the teenage kids that were part of our kids. And I said, think of a frisbee or darts. Or ping pong, or any other sport, the wrist is the most important aspect. And swinging a hammer with the wrist, rather than trying to push with your whole arm.
Oh, boy.
It's monument. And one by one, they're like, you're right. I said, no, it's not about me being right. It's about you. You're learning how to use the tool. We got a lot of nails to pound. And I feel the same way about this course. And you nail it, Catherine, when you talk about the teamwork. And that's something that Larry brought out at the very, very beginning, that the aspect of the collaborative, effort of everybody is absolutely huge. Absolutely huge. It's everybody working together to boost everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So, thank you.
Okay,
Larry.
Thank you.
Larry.
Vance, can you hear
yes.
me?
Who is the one who asked if I, they could hear me?
Tyra.
Tyra. Okay, there we go. Okay, Tyra, let me come back to you, but I got Larry now. So, looking back over 12 weeks, do not focus on what you didn't do or what you couldn't keep up with. Just tell me, tell the group, looking back over 12 weeks, what was the biggest aha that you had that you learned from this course?
Well, I think the positive, working on the positives and not the negatives, and I find that particularly it's affected the way I greet people more. I greet them more with a positive response than I used to, and also, I think one of the great things that's really helped me on this course, and it really wasn't part of the course, but I think in your mind it probably was that every two-week thing that we were doing to inform people about what we had, even though we didn't have a lot of shows, it kept me on my game about informing people what we had by making by giving them information that would make them more knowledgeable so that they could make the decision themselves rather than saying, are you ready for a water system? Give them enough information that they can make the decision they really should do it.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. I don't think it was really part of the course, but I think in your mind it probably was. I never quite figured you out, but I think that's it.
Well, that makes two of us. I'm still trying to figure myself out And I think that's one of the greatest aspects is that we all wear different hats. And the world, that negative attribute over there, they want to pin people down and they want to put you in a box. And they want to put us into a category of, oh, you're a plumber. No, I'm a human being. Plumbing is my occupation. Well, yeah, you know what I mean. No. And being corrective to people and saying, you know, you all heard me talk about when you meet people and they say, oh, I'm terrible with names. People know better than to say that around me because they just know better. Why do you keep beating up on yourself? That'd be like somebody saying, oh, I'm a terrible parent. I'm sure my kids, when they get 18, they're going to hate me and they're going to move out and they're going to never want to see you. You would never say that. We make mistakes here and there, but admitting that type of negativity is something you want to totally avoid. Okay, now that we've got you back, Tyra, looking back 12 weeks, tangible results, being quality enrolled.
Yes, I accomplished that. January, February, March, I made it. Hallelujah.
Way to go.
I've read 500 Quest QPD, and I thought about it, and I just, a couple of times I was up to 3 in the morning trying to get the orders in and thinking, oh my goodness, is this what it takes to do 500? What will it take to do 5,000? But, the lesson I say, the first mantra, manifestation of my thoughts, feelings, and actions are inseparable. They follow another like night follows day. That one I was able to memorize. And just in the moment, being able to hear my thoughts, feel my feelings, and see myself taking action. So I think in the moment when I didn't feel like making a call, I could feel it, and then I just picked up the phone and called anyway and would have a great conversation. So I got to see it wasn't based on my feelings. And someone on the other line is, oh, I'm glad you called. I want to order this. Like, if I hadn't picked up the phone, I wouldn't even know to order something. But the other tangible result, I wanted 3 new consultants. I got one last week, a good friend of mine and one of my best friends in Berkeley, California, totally disabled, and I've just been working with her for years. She's been using the products off and on for years, but she's now a consultant and just sharing with people, and got over $600 order, her first order.
Wow.
Her 2 waterfalls included in her order. So now she sees how she can generate some income and not be limited to that fixed income. So real proud and happy for that. I had 11 new customers. I just made up my mind, if I'm going to talk to anyone about the company, and they never heard anything, and I'm the one to tell them about it, they become one of my customers.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they purchase anything or not, I register them in the system. And I'm doing it now while I have them on the phone. It doesn't even take long. So, and the surprise was today when I looked in the system and saw that one of the friends I talked to, she lives in Monterey, California area. I had shared with her a couple weeks ago, and then I checked her some information, some videos. But I didn't even call her this past weekend with all the Easter things going on. And she actually placed a water bottle order, and that I was shocked because I hadn't had that happen where usually I'm placing orders for people.
Mm.
That was great. Yeah.
So you taught somebody how to fish.
Exactly. So just being on the call, engaged in this conversation weekly, kept helping to move me forward. Left to my own devices, I would get stuck or stopped. So that was the power and repetition and being on the call. So I appreciate everything and everybody.
Oh, trust me, it's mutual. It goes both ways for all of us, and that's the power of teamwork. And I know I've said that before. I know I put that in a text, but
And one last piece. I'm sorry, Van.
Go ahead.
A customer, she's in Illinois, a cousin of mine, and 10 minutes before the Saturday call, I texted about five or six people, and she was one that agreed to be on the Saturday. Mm-hmm. On her way driving to pick up her brother from a rehab. She's taking care of her dad, my uncle, and her brother. And she's just worn out as a caregiver. And when she listened in on the call Saturday, and I talked to her later in the day, she said, that's what I needed. I needed to hear that. Mm-hmm. And I was just so great that I didn't listen to my chitter-chatter and not invite her at the last minute. Invited her anyway.
That's and that's what Jeannie had been referencing so often, is that don't listen to those minions.
Right.
Yeah. That's what Dr. Wayne Dyer calls them, the minions that are in our minds. Because, and Mom brought this up on Saturday, is, you know, two opposing thoughts. One of them is going to win.
Yeah.
You know, it's just the way it is. Oh, and by the way, Jeannie, it was, it's carbon. Carbon. With pressure.
Thank you. Yes.
It becomes a diamond. Without pressure, it's just soot. It's just something you can throw in the fireplace and spread around in the garden. You know, it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, carbon.
And that type of pressure, I mean, how does a team towing a trailer become united? Well, when the tire falls off and the axle breaks, that's how we become united. Oh, and by the way, when we discovered we put the wrong fuel in and it wouldn't start, what did we do? While we're waiting for the tow truck, we end up pulling all the weeds at this little vista, this little rest area, because somebody had forgotten to pull the weeds the last few months. So it's just, you know, it was such a neat thing to see so many of these things. Okay, did I miss anybody? Did everybody?
This is Janice.
Oh, good evening, Janice, and thank you as well for sharing.
Yeah, I
came
in a little late, but I did get in. And I can't really put my finger on anything except that I'm just more settled or more, I don't know. You know, 2 weeks in a row, I said I'm going to call 50 people on Monday, and I'm going to give 4 hours to that, and I'm not going to stop and until it's done. And so, you know, 2 weeks in a row, that's exactly what I've done. And it's just different because I was always putting it off. Well, I'm going to do it, but putting it off. And I did it. And one of the other things that happened to me that I can't really explain, but I had a dream that feels like it goes along with it. And the dream just kept saying, look in the mirror, look in the mirror, just look in the mirror. So to me, that means that inner journey. Because, you know, we do need this mastermind team group to go forward. And nobody's putting any pressure on us, but nonetheless, we're saying, oh, well, she could do that, so can I. Oh, if he could do that, oh, that's a good idea, you know? And so the mastermind comes together, and and forms, you know, a powerful, powerful piece. So I'm just pleased to hardly wait till the next one, and I'm already getting my homework done because I didn't copy off all of the lessons, and I want everything ready for the next one. So that's my goal for the next 2 weeks. So thank you for listening. And, you know, just looking forward to it and just knowing that each time I'll just get better and better at what I do.
Well, and again, Janice, that type of tenacity of making a decision that I'm going to call 50 people. I mean, that is a huge, audacious goal. I mean, big, hairy, audacious goal, a BHAG. And that's what it takes.
Yes.
It just, because, I mean, again, I had several people the last week and a half. You did what? Either via text or today on the phone or before we left. You're driving all the way to Mexico? Why? Why not? I mean, yeah, I was worn out. I was so tired last night when I got in the shower, I couldn't even reach the extra 3 feet to get the Nikan hair care. So for the first time in a year and a half, I used regular shampoo that was already in the shower. Because the Nikan hair care sits on the bench, a little bit outside of reach. I'll just use this. But when you start the day at 6:25 and you've got 14 hours to drive, and it was you and one other person were the principal drivers, it saps it out of you, even sitting on the Kinko seat, even sipping on Pai Mag water the whole way. It's the stress of driving, you know. But, hey, it's what we do, you know. Want to address this really quick before we run out of time, because the kickoff call commences in 6 minutes. And by the way, if you don't have that number in your phone, you need to get it in your phone. It's the same number every single month. First business day, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Area code 641-715-3570. Again, 641-715-3570. And the code is 6 digits long, 444-801-POUND. 444-801-POUND. I would love if Jeff addressed the issue of retail orders versus, you know, this and that and all the all that other stuff. Talking to Rita today, talking with Dennis Williams a week and a half ago, I think our mindset has got to change. Don't ever even look at the wholesale price. Act like it doesn't exist. I would love it if Nikan makes it disappear. I'm hoping they will. And look at it from this perspective. There's only one price. Okay? The waterfall costs what? $431, $427, what's that price? What was it again?
It's $366.
It's $419.
$327, right?
$327.
No. It's on the website.
$327 is the cost of the waterfall. As a consultant, we get a 25% rebate. That's all you need to know. If we never, ever look or mention a wholesale cost again, Marty addressed this emphatically on two of the lessons. If we think it's not worth that, we're going to convey that with our mind and our actions. Trust me, it's worth it. When somebody asked my brother and I the price of gutters, it's $5 a foot, and then it goes up from there depending on several factors. I never tell them, well, the coil metal costs us 85 cents to $1.25 a foot, and then you've got the gutter spikes or the clips, then you've got the sealants, and then you've got the end caps and the outlets, and then there's this and there's that. No, it's just $5 a foot for Pete's sake. That's it. So we should never be saying, well, you know, because you're a relative, I can get you at my cost. That's not a business. That's called charity work, or that's called a hobby. If you're going to do that, buy the products and give them away. I gave away my pair of work shoes that I wore the whole time I was in Mexico, but the insoles I gave to one of the pastors who's really, really struggling to walk, and he's got some back issues. And I said, Ramon, let me show you what these will do for you. I'm not going to show you. I'm going to show Junior here. Okay? I don't know what his name was. They just call him Junior. And he was probably mid-30s, a little bigger than I was. And I said, let me show him. And all these people gathered around really quick. And I was just like, now I've got an audience. And I just simply said, you know, 90,000 nerve endings. But I gave them away. They were an older pair, and when I looked at the bottom of them, several of the replacement discs were broken. It's okay. They're still going to work. But I'm not going to sell them at cost, because there is, to me, there's no cost. So if Jeff addresses this tonight, great. If not, just really from this point forward, don't ever even look at the wholesale price. When you're placing your own order, just click the retail button. Pay retail, you'll get a rebate back. You don't have to worry about whether it's qualified volume or not, because it automatically will be. Well, who cares if it's for your own use? Who cares?
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Awesome. Awesome.
And I talked to our CPA just a few minutes ago, and I confirmed that. Anything that we're purchasing, because we're in the business for, you know, it's still, I mean, I can go on and on and on, but I won't. So, April 16th, Monday night, if you want to re-up again, you want to make that commitment, you've got next Monday off to think about it. We're going to gear up. There's other people that have sent me emails and texts and say, I want to do this. I've been hearing a lot about it. What's it going to cost me? Well, it's going to cost your commitment. And Jeannie addressed that on Saturday. So let me know. I need a text or an email. I don't need both, just one or the other, but I do need to have your cell number, because it's the only way that I know how to communicate with people, the easiest way. Okay? And when you send it, when you send me a text, do me a huge favor, include your name so I can create a file in my phone, and just give me your email as well. Okay? And for those of you who are part of the group, send me an individual text. Don't respond to the group one, but send me an individual thing and say, Vance, I want to re-up again. Make sure I'm on the list. Just, again, give me your name, though, because my phone randomly deletes numbers and contacts. I don't know why. It just does.
Thank you,
everybody. And kickoff call commences right now, and I just gave the numbers, so let's dial in and hear from Jeff.
Thank you,
Vance.
Thank you,
Vance. Again.
Love you guys so much. Talk to you soon.
God bless. Be underneath us.